Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me today. You know, I study these devotionals every day, and then I speak about them, and I just seem to ask for revelation from Yah through His Word that I would be able to communicate these messages the best way possible to reach people. All the glory be to Yahweh for these words, but all rooted in Scripture. I'm not coming here to give you my opinion. I do enough of that in other areas on social media. I'm here to give you Scripture and let you know what the Word says. And it's the Holy Spirit that should convict us. These words, not of me, but these words of Scripture that should convict us if we're not doing something that should be done. And it's not to hurt us and harm us. It's to help us. It's to help us and lift us up and understand the reality of what's happening in this world and with our life. So I pray that as I read these devotionals, you're soaking this in and you're eating this up. As it says in the Scripture, eat this scroll, and you're getting it, and it's becoming part of you, that His words are becoming part of you. So we're going to read the Scripture today, or the devotional today, and give you some scriptures on what I consider such an important topic. And I need these reminders just as much as you do who are listening. And this is what keeps me going. Many of you ask me, how do I do it? How do I stay confident in today's world? How do I stay motivated? How do I stay excited? How do I stay enthusiastic? And these very devotionals and these words, Suffer Well, that are helping me do this. And I pray that it's helping you as well and blessing you as well. So we're going to read this. This one is from our devotional series, the Suffer Well devotional series, A Hard Saying. And it starts off with a scripture, Luke 14:26-47. Luke 14:26-27 reads, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brother and sister, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his own stake and follow me cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:26-27. Now we're going to continue with the reading, but I just want to clarify this up and let people know. We have to understand the word hate and love according to Scripture and not according to our human thinking. Our Creator wants to love ourselves because He is in us and we love Him. This word hate that's being thrown around and this love, don't take this out of context. And we'll discuss that later, but let's read the description. It says, be still in your soul, my child, and listen to me. If I gave you a revelation about whom and what in your life are your greatest priorities, it would be brutally convicting. I am grace and mercy, but I am also truth and judgment. If I took everything from you today, whether in a whirlwind or in what man calls an accident, it would reveal so much about you. It would show in what and in whom you place your trust in. Trust in the flesh. Any thought fueled by the personal will. Close parentheses. Always plants you in parched places. Trust me and you are like a tree. Truth. Planted in many waters. Jeremiah 17:5-8. If I took everything you value in your physical world, who would I be to you then? Cruel is what I often hear. Is that what you would say as well, loved one? Would I still be the mighty one to you? Would I still be the loving father? The truth says so much about your love for me, about who and what really comes first in your life. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything cannot be my disciples, Luke 14:33. It is good that I challenge you to consider these such things. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered. You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living Mighty One. Yeshua replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. Matthew 16, verses 15 to 17. Now read from Luke 14, 26, all the way to the end of the chapter, and talk to me. Let's really talk about who I am to you. And in this, you will receive your heavenly revelation. And now I go to scripture, and we will read. We'll continue to read these scriptures here. Luke 14, 26 to 35. Listen. These are the words of our Creator. If you want to be my disciple, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else. By comparison, hate everyone else. Your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciples. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. So he's not telling us to hate from what we think of this word of hate, because he wants us to love ourselves. But by comparison of him, nothing should be close to that, our love for him. Nothing can even be close. We got to get that. And carrying a cross, denying ourselves, denying our life. Like Job, I esteem you, the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. Your words are more important than my life. Wow. Verse 29 says, but don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money. And then everyone would laugh at you. They would say, there's the person who started that building and couldn't afford to finish it. Or what king would go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could defeat the 20,000 soldiers marching against him? And if he can't, he will send a delegation to discuss the terms of peace while the enemy is still far away. So you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own. Salt is good for seasoning, but it loses its if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? Flavor of salt is good neither for the soul nor for the manure pile. It is thrown away. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. To listen and understand to this message. It says in Luke 14, 33, so you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own. We have to first understand a very important thing that's missed in our walk with our Messiah. If you work in a corporation and the president of the corporation says, Monday morning, I want to meet you in the conference room at 9 a.m. to discuss certain things. If you like your job and you want to keep your job, you will be there possibly before 9 a.m. to meet the CEO of the corporation, and you will have a discussion with him. And if he asks you, what do you feel about my company? What am I doing that the people like and the people don't like? What do you see as value here? Why do you like being here? All these questions, and you get to sit down and talk to the CEO every morning, just you and him in the conference room. The meeting with everyone else is starting at 9:30. You're there early with him. You're starting there early. And you're waiting for him. And here he comes right on time at 9 o'clock. And you're speaking to him. And you're hearing him. And you develop a friendship with him. And every day the big corporation meets at 9:30, but you get to be there with him at 9 o'clock. And you're never late because you're valuing all these things. And you love your job. And you love what you're doing. But then one day, you make a mistake on a job and you do something you shouldn't be doing. Something that was wrong. And you go to that meeting room waiting for him to come to you. You know, you're nervous, you're worried, you're fearful because you've done something wrong. 9 o'clock comes, he doesn't show up. 9:40 comes, 9:10 comes, he doesn't show up. 9:15, now you get nervous. Are you going to lose your job? Are you going to lose your position, your place where you are? So you sit down and you think about these things. And you love this job. You don't want to leave this job. So you take out a paper and a pen and you start writing an apology. You start writing an apology to him. And your heart's really into it. I love where I'm at. I love you so much, and I love this position, and I love our meeting so much. Please forgive me. I made a mistake. I really, my heart is so sorry about this, I'll do my best not to do it again. Please forgive me. And your heart's into it. Everything's into this. So he gets that letter, he forgives you, and the meetings continue with him. Not only is everything fine now, but everything is even better than it was before, because now you realize even more the value in your relationship with him, because you messed up and he gave you another chance. We have a similar situation in our lives. We esteem Yeshua as everything to us, but we mess up. And this letter of an apology is what the Bible calls repentance. And we come to him with our heart, not just our words, with our heart. And why? Because we value and understand the position of where we're at. You know, if you didn't like the job, you would walk out, you say, who cares? But if you value and understand the importance of where you're at and the position you're at and this value of having a special meeting with the CEO every single morning, you value that. So your heart's into your apology. And our heart needs to be into our repentance. We have to understand this concept. What it says in Luke 14:33, so you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own. We need to repent. Because many of us had made idols of things and not given up everything we own. You see, what you've messed up in this company, the company guidelines go against it. So whatever it is you messed up on, how do you know you messed up? Because there's a policy that says, this, if you're an employee of this company, this should never be done. And when you've done that, you now know you've messed up. It's not just a feeling that you've messed up. It's not just an idea, hey, I might have did something wrong. No, you know you did something wrong because they have a policy and you broke that policy. Well, our Creator has given us his policy. It's called the commandments. It's called the commandments. And though they're not in any particular order of an importance, because every single one of them is just as important as the other, the first one says you should have no other gods before me. The second one says you should have no idols. Nothing in your life should be of more value to you than this relationship. That's what it is. You must put me first. Anything below that is not acceptable. This is the policy of our Creator. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are in life, no matter what you have, no matter what physical things you don't have, this is the most important policy. Everything must follow this. If you can't follow this policy, you're out of here. If you can't follow this policy, what you're saying is not true and heartfelt. You must put Yahweh first in your life and put nothing before him. Nothing. One of the greatest writers ever of Christian books says it well. It says, as Yahweh is exalted to the right place in our lives, 1,000 problems are solved all at once. I love that. We have this great opportunity to meet with the CEO of life, the Creator of all things, every single day in a private meeting with him. And all he asks us to do at the head of the policy and everything is to put him first in our lives. He must be first. And ask yourself, when you think about all the things you do in your day, all the things you do in your life, is he first in your life? Is he the most important thing in your life? Do you come to him every single day? First priority thing. First thing. Matthew 15:8 says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And Revelation 2:4 says, I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you had at first. The enemy will try to take this away from us. The enemy will try to make everything in our lives more important than our Creator. And nothing should be more important than our Creator. So much so, the Creator says, in comparison, even our own spouse, even our own parents, even our own children should not even come close to your relationship with Him. That's what the Bible says. I know a lot of people that say a lot of things with their mouth, but their actions are not putting our Creator in front of all these different things in their lives that they value. They spend more time washing their cars. They spend more time idolizing their pets. They spend more time sitting watching TV than they do in the Word of our Creator. And I'm not here to judge you, to knock you down. I'm here to hopefully lift you up and to make you realize Romans 11:36 says everything is from Him and by Him and for Him. Glory belongs to Him forever. It's all about Him and what He did for us. Colossians 1:16 says, for Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether the thrones or powers of the rules of authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. And we have to remember this. And this is how I know when people tell me they believe in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and they're consistently putting other things before Him. Consistently doing that. The action must be there. The heart must be there. And you know, as well as I do, when you know when somebody puts Yeshua first in their lives, you just know it. You see it. You see it. Just as if you're working in a company, you know who's doing the right job and who's not. We have to come to the revelation, as it says in John 15:5, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Now I give many messages and I do many devotionals about we are nothing without Yahweh. Not even something a little. We are nothing without him. John 15:16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, I may give to you. That meaning that he wants us to have with him on a daily basis. 2 Corinthians 5:17 to verse 20 says, therefore, if anyone is in Yeshua, he's a new creature. The old things pass away. The new things have come. Now all these things are from Yahweh who reconciled us himself to us through Yeshua. The ministry of reconciliation, namely that Yahweh was in Yeshua, reconciling himself with the world, not counting the trespass against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. And therefore, we are ambassadors of Yeshua as through Yahweh. We're making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Yeshua, be reconciled with Yahweh. No matter where you are in your life right now, it's time we put him first in our lives. Ephesians 4:22-24 says, you were taught with reverence to your former way of life to lay aside the old man who is being corrupted in accordance with deceitful desires, to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and to put on a new man who has been created in Yahweh's image, in righteousness, holiness that comes from truth. Every one of us should have a desire, if we're not doing this, to read his word every day. To read his word every day. That's when people tell me, well, I believe in the same God you believe in. How often do you read your Bible? Well, I don't believe the Bible's the word of God. Well, what? Well, I don't have time to. Wait, what? Well, his spirit speaks to me. I don't need to confirm it. What? How often do you read the commandments and study them and question yourself? Are you doing these things? How much do you rely on your own wisdom versus our Creator's wisdom? I'll tell you this. Our Creator's wisdom is going to go against your ideas and your wisdom about what you should be doing and how you should be doing it. So when you come to a situation and you start thinking, well, I thought about it and this is what I feel the right thing is. It's not about what you feel the right thing is. What does the word say the right thing is? That's what we need to confirm. That's how people get themselves in this trap. They think their own ways, their own ideas. The Bible says, forget everything except what I say. What I tell you to do, 1 Corinthians says, follow my example as I follow the example of Yeshua. I have been crucified with Yeshua. It is no longer I who live, but Yeshua who lives in me. and the life I now live in the flesh. I live by faith in the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and gave himself up for me, Galatians 2:20. Here's the thing. You cannot understand with human wisdom the compassion, the guidelines and instructions and rulings of our Creator. You just can't. This is why people tell me, and this is another way how I know right away I know that somebody doesn't know our Creator or have a relationship with him as they can. And again, I don't judge you to knock you down. I judge you to lift you up and pray that these things will draw you closer to him. When somebody says to me, how can a loving God send people to hell? Anyone that asks that question does not have knowledge of Scripture, has not made Yeshua first in their life, and the enemy has deceived them into believing in their own wisdom other than putting our Creator first and believing in his words. When you ask these questions, you have to think, not how could, but ask why would. Not how could he? Here's how he could do it. But why could he? Why would he do it? And then we'd read his word, and his word says exactly why he would do that. So when somebody says to me, how could a loving God send people to hell? I question that. Why would a loving God send people to hell? And then we need to ask ourselves, are we following his policies, his guidelines and instructions? Do we truly consider ourselves a part of his company? Is he our CEO? Is he the one that's in charge of us? It says in 1 John 1, verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua, his son, purifies us from all sin. This is a special company that only few are willing to work for. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and all his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Jeremiah 2:32 says, does not a young woman forget her jewelry? Does a bride hide her wedding dress? Yet for years on end, my people have forgotten me. And that's the problem. People are not putting him first. That's the commandment. Have no other gods before me. Don't make an idol of anything. What is the most important thing in your life? I see people running for their pets, to take their pet care of their pets. I see people running to take care of, and worshiping their spouse. I literally see people putting their spouse on a pedestal and worshiping them while completely forgetting our Creator. That's not the order our Creator wants things. I see people worshiping their children and forgetting our Creator. Psalms 46:10 says it and says it clearly. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations and I will be exalted in the earth. We understand that there are going to be costs for following Yeshua, but it doesn't matter. Remember what it says. You should have no other gods before me, whether that be money, whether that be man, whether that be fame, nothing, nothing, nothing. It says in Matthew 10:37-39, anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life and loses it, and whoever will lose it, and whoever loses life for my sake will find it. Luke 14:33 says, in the same way, those of you that do not give up everything, you cannot be my disciple. I remember when I first got a dog when I was younger. I loved that dog so much. I love that dog so much. And I remember my friend of mine that had some dogs. He said, Paul, if you think you love that dog, wait till you have a child. You can't even comprehend how much greater your love will be for that child than it is for that dog, because you love that dog so much. And he was right. And I tell everyone listening right now, whether you get this message or you don't, or you understand it or you don't, if you love your child, if you love your parents, if you love your spouse with all your heart, and everything you have, like we should, you cannot even compare how much, when you get a relationship with our Creator, we will love him so much more, so much more. It's not even comparable. And that's how we know. That's how we know. Without a question, without a doubt, we'd be willing to give up everything for him, even our life. Even our life. How many of you are ready to follow him? follow him. That's what he asks us to do. Proverbs 3 verse 6 says, in everything you do, put Yahweh first, and he will direct your crown. He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. Colossians 3 2 says, set your minds on the things above, not on earthly things. And Hebrews 12 2 says, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorned its shame, and sat down at the right hand at the throne of Yahweh. Do you understand that we messed up so bad and we were literally on death row? We were in a courtroom and we were sentenced. We were sentenced. The book was going to be thrown away. We deserve a life sentence. It says in the scriptures that a righteous God cannot set the guilty free. Somebody had to pay for our crime that we committed. And Yeshua took our place and set us free. And he didn't set us free and tell us to go keep living against our Creator's guidelines and instructions. He said, no, take this book. This is the will of my Father. This is how I want you to live. This is how I want your heart to feel. This is what you should be doing. And the most important thing, as you grab this book and you're ready to leave that courtroom, and he's ready to take that curse for you and become a curse for you, he says, remember this, the most important thing. So now you're holding one side of the book. He's holding the other side of the book. He says, before you go, remember this and never forget this for the rest of your life. Yes, we need to follow these guidelines and instructions. Yes, these commandments are important for our lives, and they're going to guide us and direct us and keep us safe. But the most important thing we must always remember is put nothing, nothing before Yahweh. Nothing. No one, no thing, nothing. He must come first in your lives. He must come first. You shall have no other gods before him and make no idols. The most important thing. You do that, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Now go. Go. Know the truth and the truth will set you free. You now know the truth. Let it set you free. So after this recording, just get to a quiet place. Be still and know that he is Yahweh and speak to him. Thank him. Praise him. Every single day do that. Spend time with him and you'll be blessed tremendously. May our Creator bless you this day and always. And may you draw closer to him and may your love just be on fire for him always. I pray these things in Yeshua's name. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all. And may you just experience his blessings and his joy. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. Our current sermon series is entitled Balance. If you feel like your life is out of balance, you need to find the right life balance. Join us for worship Saturday 6 p.m., Sunday 9 or 11 a.m. or online at thegraceplace.com/watch. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. You can call us at 772-287-6388. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Restore every heart that is broken.